You've been busy with during harvest year, you know, harvest time, everybody gets busy, but you've been busy with some pest issues that you mentioned. We talked about access issues at the beginning of the year when we had those rains, and that might have led to some of this, right?
Yeah, that's correct. So we're seeing, I'm getting reports of native orangeworm being pretty high, and I believe a lot of this has to do with the lack of access we've had into these orchards in regards to winter sanitation, as well as people just being a little bit lackadaisical and not actually getting effective sanitation done within their orchards. So if you're battling a native orangeworm problem, it's important to consider winter sanitation. And as we know, the industry standard is 2 mummies per tree, but reducing it lower than that will not be a problem. It will only help manage the native orangeworm population more effectively.
And that sanitation is still the number one thing to do to reduce those populations, right?
That's correct. So sanitation is one of two strategies, but essentially the primary strategy in reducing the population of overwintering native orangeworm. Those mummies are the only food source between now and next year's crop. So by getting those onto the ground, shredding them, we can reduce the population as well as reduce the food coming into next season.
And this is one of those things where if you maybe just have a little bit of a navel orangeworm pressure this year and don't concentrate on sanitation, it could, you know, impact how those populations are next year.
That's correct. And again, the navel orangeworm overwinters within the mummy. So they will crawl into the mummy and they'll pupate, and they'll stay there in kind of a resting stage until they emerge next summer. And that's why getting them out of the tree and onto the ground can help reduce population. Now, Taylor, I want to bring up one thing here, too, that I think people forget about. So when we get that report back from our processor and it states that we have, you know, 1 or 2 or 4% native orangeworm damage from the processor, generally we see through our crackout data and comparison data that we're running minimally a double that value in the field. So if you're getting a 2% native orangeworm damage in the field, that usually means you have a 4% loss in the field. And the reason why that other 2% doesn't show up is, one, you lose some nuts or some of the damage through the harvesting process, the sweeping, pickup, et cetera. And also at the processor, they do damage by weight, not by count. So when you're weighing nuts that have been half eaten, it actually is less damage than if you actually did a true nut count of ones that have been infested. And that may sound like that's a good thing, but the reality is that's crop loss. So you're only seeing or thinking you have a 1% to 2% problem. That really means you have a 4% to 5% problem. And therefore, you know, keep that in mind when you're trying to cost out or price out these different management strategies.
So when growers see that damage report from the processor, that is lower.
Yeah, it's half of what has occurred in the field.
Okay, so they could have a bigger problem than they think they have.
They have a bigger problem than what they think they have.